The blunder is that all of the climate experts have made a fundamental mistake in trying to figure out how the climate system works, and specifically whether nature is going to cause a lot of warming as a result of us putting more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And the blunder has to do with clouds, the operation of clouds in the climate system. All of the climate models that they run on computers and virtually all of the climate scientists now believe that clouds will change in such a way with warming from the extra CO2 that's in the atmosphere, clouds will change in such a way to greatly amplify that warming. And what I discovered was that they had made a fundamental blunder in their interpretations of how clouds work in the climate system. And what I, the evidence that I found and that I actually show in peer-reviewed scientific papers now is that clouds operate in just the opposite manner. And the reason why this is important for global warming is whether clouds amplify global warming or reduce it makes all the difference in the world. It makes the difference between whether man-made global warming ends up being barely distinguishable within the realm of natural climate variability, or whether we're headed for a global warming Armageddon like Al Gore thinks we are.
Well, that's a good point. And, you know, and also, you know, the subtitle of the work is How Mother Nature Fooled the World's Top Climate Scientists. Did they really get fooled, Roy, or did they want to get fooled?
Oh, I think to some extent they want to get fooled. This is a business. You know, I keep getting questions from the public. Cause how can, you know, this is science. Don't you scientists figure out how things work just based on the data? And what I try to get across to people is that making measurements, even if you had perfect measurements of the climate system or of anything else in nature, that's the easy part. The hard part is understanding what those measurements are telling you about nature in terms of cause and effect. And that's what I emphasize in the book, is mixing up of cause and effect seems to be at the root of a lot of misunderstanding about the way nature works. I've even seen this in medical research. You know, you'll see in the newspaper, news articles where they've found some connection between some behavior and some medical problem, and you look at it and you think, wait a minute, how do they know that that caused that and it wasn't the other way around? Well, this is what I found in my research, is that scientists have mixed up cause and effect when measuring cloud and temperature variability. And the reason why I wrote a book about it is because this cause versus effect thing is so easy to understand that I have found that the public, when I give lectures around the country, the public understands what I'm talking about better than the climate experts do. Believe it or not, they have no idea what I'm talking about. And it's because they don't think in terms of cause and effect.
Let's talk a little bit more about that, about cause and effect, and the clouds in general, and why don't they understand this? By the way, I mean they're scientists, for crying out loud.
I don't know. It's, you know, some people think in terms of equations. Too many of these people think in terms of equations. I think more in terms of concepts, and then use equations as a tool to, you know, look into the details of those concepts, see whether the concepts that you have in your brain, whether you can actually demonstrate them with real physical laws. It ends up that you, in order to do a good job in this business, you got to master both. You can't just be a mathematician. You can't just have concepts. Either way, you can get misled. If I can tell you what the actual blunder was, how I got into this 3 years ago.
Okay.
Global warming, the fear of global warming isn't based upon the direct warming from more CO2 in the atmosphere. Okay, a lot of people don't understand that. It's not the direct warming from the extra CO2 in the atmosphere. That, everyone agrees, is quite small. The fear is that nature will change in ways to greatly amplify that warming, like I mentioned earlier, a change in cloudiness that will amplify this little bit of warming influence from the extra CO2. Well, a few years ago, before I started getting into this issue of you know, how clouds change, whether they will amplify global warming or reduce global warming, I would ask, you know, scientists, how do we know that global warming is going to be that bad? And they said, Well, when we look at 1 year versus another year, and you know, you've got a warm year versus a cold year, globally right. averaged, I'm talking about, not okay. in the city, but over the whole Earth, some years are warmer than others. And they said, when we have an unusually warm year, globally averaged, we typically have less cloud cover of the Earth. And they said, so that proves that when it's warming, when you're warming, the clouds tend to dissipate, which lets in more sunlight, which amplifies the warming. And as a meteorologist, the first thing I thought of was, wait a minute, how do you know the warming caused less cloud cover and it wasn't the less cloud cover that caused the warming? And it turns out that they didn't know, and in fact, they had never asked that question before, which just astounded me. And then I had to learn how to talk in their terms, climate with simple climate models, and equations. So it took me a couple of years to come up to speed with their language, which was equations and climate models, and then demonstrate through our publications that, see, here's what happens if you mix up cause and effect. And it sounds like a trivial thing, but it's amazingly difficult to prove to people or to scientists. But yeah, that's how it all got started, was I just conceptually thought, wait a minute, they could be mixing up cause and effect when they look at cloud and temperature variation. And as we look in detail at the satellite data, okay, which is what I mostly do, is try to figure right. out how nature works from different kinds of satellite data, we figured out a way to tell the difference between clouds causing temperature to change or temperature causing clouds to change. And that's when we discovered, oh my gosh, Mother Nature has fooled these top climate scientists.
How could so many scientists be wrong on this issue? I mean, one would say, and we're going to take phone calls next hour, and I'm sure you're going to get some of these calls, where if you got 1,000 scientists and, you know, 900 of them think that we're creating man-made global warming, how could they be wrong? Now, I don't know what the percent is. Has that changed much?
Probably not. Definitely, I am in the minority. But what people don't realize is that, let's say you had 1,000 scientists and 900, you know, agreed with each other that global warming is man-made and is going to be serious. The truth is, the vast majority of those scientists have never done research that would lead them to that conclusion. All they're doing is voicing what they hear or repeating what they hear over and over. It's a herd mentality. These are not independent opinions, you know, 900 independent scientists that have all looked at the details and have all concluded independently that global warming is man-made. There are just a handful of scientists who have ever looked into the possibility that global warming might be mostly due to Mother Nature. Believe it or not, there has been virtually no research out of the billions of dollars we pour into climate change research. There has been virtually no money spent on investigating the possibility that global warming has been part of a natural climate cycle.